Okay, let's talk about this thing called gratitude journal. I don't know if you guys have heard about it or used it, but I have, and this is my take on it. So if you don't know what it is, it's believed that, people tend to remember bad things more than good things in their lives. So this is a way of you taking time out consciously and remembering the good things, so which is supposed to then let you manage the bad things in your brain. So when I hear of things, I tend to give it a try. So I did. But I kind of don't think this is a good idea. In fact, I feel like it can be a little bit counterproductive. It's like, let's say in a scenario that you are out in the nature and there are some butterflies and there are some tigers. Now, would you, practically speaking, forget about the tiger and focus on the butterflies? You wouldn't do that, right? Because the butterflies are fine for you to enjoy as long as you don't get attacked by that tiger. So it makes sense that you should focus or prioritize managing the tiger first, right? You should make sure that the tiger doesn't attack you. And your brain, if you were actually in that scenario, your brain would definitely give you that signal. And if it does, then you should listen to it because your brain is supposed to be geared to look after your survival and it'll tell you the right thing to do. I mean, the brain may have many faults and it may have not evolved as fast as we humans have evolved given our technological advancements and everything. And it may not be geared for growth, but it definitely is geared for survival. So, similarly, if you have a gratitude journal and you're writing down the good things, that means you are taking away time and energy that you probably should focus on resolving whatever bad things that your brain is signaling for you to focus on. Because I think the main reason that good things kind of slip away is because they don't require action. Because if they did, so for example, if a good thing was happening to you and then if it was going to stop happening, you would think about it. So if you're out in the forest again, and you're watching some butterflies, and let's say there's no tiger this time, only butterflies. Now, if the butterflies were kind of flying away to a different spot, you would turn your head to look at them. So your brain would kind of give you a signal to do something, and in that instance, you would be focusing on the good thing. So similarly, in respect of other things that are in your brain, the good thing is slipping away because there is nothing for you to do. Right? Because they are working for you. The bad things are not slipping away because the brain is saying do something about it. So, gratitude journals may seem like a good concept in theory, but I think it distracts you from what you probably should be focusing on. So, it's my take that I don't think it's a good idea, basically. Instead, if I had a journal, not so much to log gratitudes, but more to log problems and solutions and action plans, I think that's a more helpful journal than a gratitude journal. That's all from me for now. Talk to you next time.